Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Real Girls Radio.
I'm Millie.
And I'm Emma. And we are both very normal real girls, just like you, here to talk about all things health, fitness, and navigating your way through this crazy life.
We're your new besties. We want you to feel part of our weekly chats, and we're excited to invite you in to our exclusive girl gang.
Grab some snacks and chillax whilst we chat.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay, I think we got it.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome back.
We have a very special guest.
We do have a special guest.
Hello,
Mars. Special.
Welcome so to the podcast.
Thank you, girls, for having me.
Would you like to introduce yourselves, listeners? I feel like I was going to introduce you, but I'm like, I think you could probably do a better job.
How would you introduce me?
Maiden Chelsea.
Mars from Maine.
Mars from Maine.
We were just saying this.
We were just saying this.
I don't want to be that person. No, I'm joking. Okay. Mars from Maine, Chelsea. Best known for.
What's your full name?
Miles Nazaire.
I never know how to pronounce it.
Because it's French. Nazaire.
Okay, Nazaire, yeah.
It's an American first name and a French last name.
Ah, interesting.
Miles Nazaire.
Is that your background?
Yeah.
Half American, half.
Oh, no, okay. Not half American. Oh. No, French. French Caribbean.
Right.
So, yeah. Were you born in France?
I was not born in France. I don't know why I had to think about that. I was born in London.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can speak French?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
First language. I went to French school.
So, Miles from Maine, Chelsea, who speaks French.
Yeah.
What else can we know about you?
I train sometimes, a little bit.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
What did you do before Maine, Chelsea?
Hmm.
Ooh. I worked in marketing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When was that?
2017. But also, I didn't really do much because I had a girlfriend. And when you're that young, right. You have a girlfriend, you don't really do anything.
Mm. Yeah. And then obviously being on Maine, Chelsea, you're like having a girlfriend that it's not really.
Well, I've never had a girlfriend on the show.
Oh, have you not?
I've never actually dated someone seriously on the show.
Wow. That is a topic we'll go into in more detail for sure. How interesting.
Say no. Anyway, before we go into the actual episode, we're going to start with our 4 from 5.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Is that how you start the episode?
That's how we start the episode.
Oh, yeah. God, intense. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So actually, as you're the guest, would you like to go first?
Okay, so the flop is like something that's bad.
Yeah. Okay,
that's happened in the week, and then the flies. Okay.
You got it.
So I'll start with the fly,
Okay.
Which was last night.
Mm-hmm.
I did a PA in Exeter, and I've done a lot of them in the years, and they've always like a little, they're fun, but it's quite a lot of work. That was just the most amazing thing. Everyone was so lovely. No one was taking the piss.
Yeah.
Everyone was genuine. People came up to me and were like, your fitness journey's like, help me. And I was like, what?
Oh, that's so nice. And then
like, so many people like, because I had surgery recently, like your surgery and like it made me, and like all these guys, normally when I get guys who are like fans, they take the piss.
Yeah.
It's like Maine, Chelsea. But they all these guys were coming up and were like, you mean so much to me. Like you've helped me so much in so many ways. And I was like, what the hell?
Wow.
I've never had that reaction before. So it was really nice having that. That was my fly.
For everyone who doesn't know what PA is, it's a personal appearance.
Oh, sorry. God. That sounds so good. Yeah.
How many people were there?
Probably over 500.
Wow.
Shit. Yeah. It was at a club, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you're just...
Freshers.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I felt really, really old.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I felt really old.
Wait, so you're just like chatting to everyone, pissed?
Yeah.
On the dance floor?
So I had like a... Like on the, there was like a VIP.
Like a podium.
Yeah, there was a podium, there was a mic. And they were like, wow. Oh, Miles. And I was like, whoa. I was like,
wow.
I kind of feel like Justin
Bieber. Yeah. I was going to say, your adrenaline must be like,
up.
I'm tired. Oh my god, I got up. I got a train at 7 a.m.
No, I meant like during the PA, but like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, yeah. I was sweating. Yeah. If you see videos, I am sweating like a pig.
Proper mush bits.
No, I think hungover today.
I'm not hungover. I'm just tired.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't get much sleep.
So is that your flop?
So no, my flop is someone this week has been releasing all my old addresses online.
What?
Yeah, my actual addresses.
You're joking.
Yeah. We caught the
what
person.
What the hell? Wait, how do you know this?
Because I've been tagged in it and then she's tagged me.
So what are they doing with these old addresses?
So she's like making these fake accounts and then writing my address from 6 years ago. And then recently she put the address from 4 years ago and she's going to go up and up until...
How does she know?
What is the intention? Like, what's she trying to achieve?
Yeah, I don't understand.
So she commented, I was getting a tattoo and we all get bad comments and people saying what we're used to, right? And this one was particularly harsh. And I remember reading it going, God, this person's like having a bad time. Because to like put out that negativity on someone on a picture, which was quite, it's like a picture of me juggling with oranges. And I was like, fuck it, what up? And she just went in and wrote loads of paragraphs. And then she was like, I feel sorry for your girlfriend and mentioned someone. I was like, I don't have a girlfriend. So I don't know what you're talking about. And then I just said, I love you. And then I should have done that. And then it sparked.
Yeah.
And then she just started like putting out all these.
Yeah, but it could be a guy, you know.
No, I know it's a woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the person?
Like, well, when does this come out?
Next Wednesday.
Week. Oh, that early shit. Okay, I can't really say much. Okay, so basically, all I can say is that there's something coming out in the new year.
Yeah.
Where we catch someone.
Ooh. Oh.
You had like a. Like a program?
Maybe.
Interesting.
That's all I can say.
Exclusive.
That's an exclusive, actually.
Okay, cool.
My manager didn't kill me.
Your manager killed you. She didn't kill you.
No, she didn't kill me, but I get messages. Miles, what have you done again?
Yeah.
Okay, so what about you? What are your flops?
You go first.
Okay, my flop is kind of leading on from last week where we spoke about like mental health. And as yesterday was World Mental Health Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite topical. I've just really been struggling with my anxiety lately. Yeah. And it's weird, it like hits me really late at night at the same time every day. And like, I think a wave of like anxiety really stops me from sleeping.
I think my therapist told me that moments where I feel highest anxiety is moments when I feel most lonely.
Yeah,
Most lonely.
Yeah. And that's
Do you live alone?
Recently, yeah. So I've just gone through a breakup. So,
oh no.
Yeah, going from like that to now living in like a big house on my own.
It's a big one.
Yeah, that's probably a part of it.
Mm. Yeah.
And how long were you together for?
About a year.
Yeah.
Just over a year.
Everyone's breaking up at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, all my mates are breaking up.
Something's in the air.
It's weird.
I'm chilling.
You're chilling?
Chilling.
Yeah.
Single?
I'm single.
Single for
life. I'm so single.
Yeah.
But loving it. Loving a single life.
Yeah.
What's your flop?
That
Sorry, what's your fly?
My fly.
Wow, another flop.
No, my fly is that I'm going to Paris next week.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Nice. Oh, my God, fun. Who are you going with?
Jasmine.
Cute. Yeah. For like a weekend?
We're going Thursday to Monday.
If you go to Paris, go to Hotel Cost.
I already booked my hotel.
So you don't have to go there to stay. Like, it's an amazing restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because we're actually trying to book restaurants. Yeah. But like we might have.
It's like a very boudoir. Red velvet.
Oh, nice.
Really classy.
Very just Parisian.
Nice. But like epic, and the food is delicious.
Okay.
You definitely need to book though. Because I remember when I went recently, it was just like chaotic.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you actually for recommendations.
Yeah. It was so. Yeah. I'll give you a recommendation after. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's my flying going to Paris.
Oh, that's fun.
Hey, who knows? There's romance in Paris.
Yeah.
Yes.
There is romance.
There is.
Are you ready for romance?
Probably not.
When was the breakup?
It was.
Oh my God, Miles, you don't even.
So I'm going in now.
No. It was
It was it was about 6 weeks ago now. Yeah.
Oh wow, fresh.
Was it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Maybe. Can I ask who broke up with who? Sorry, this is really bad.
So we were actually engaged.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
Maybe listen to the. Was it the previous episode?
It's quite an intense episode.
I saw a snippet of you talking about sex, but you were talking about something. I feel like it was linked to you a breakup or something like that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we were together, got engaged in the morning.
After a year?
Yeah, it was quite quick, yeah. It was very fast.
It felt natural to
you, right?
I'm 25.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did you propose?
So we were in the Maldives.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was the perfect proposal. It was really like a moonlight dinner.
Wow.
And I wasn't expecting it. Yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, and then things just kind of, you know, flopped south when we got back. But yeah.
Wow.
But what will be, everything's meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
sorry, I don't mean to surprise.
No, I'm fine. I think it's just, you know, it is what it is.
It is, yeah.
And
things happen for a reason. Yeah. As always. Much as the cliche, it really does.
Yeah. Always, always.
And I think, like, it was important for me to talk about it on the podcast because, you know, being engaged and then not being engaged can be embarrassing, humiliating. Yeah. That's how I felt, and I'm sure other people probably would feel the same.
Yeah.
If you got so many good, situation. Like responses from that, didn't you?
Yeah. It was helpful for me to talk about, for sure.
It's almost like a therapy.
Oh my god, definitely. Yeah. The more you talk about it, the easier it gets.
Yeah, and that podcast episode was genuinely like a therapy session.
Yeah.
It was good.
That was a great one. Proud of you.
But yeah, shit happens.
Hey, yeah, it does.
Proud of you. If you can get through it, oh my god.
Anyone can.
Mm. Yeah, you're strong.
Anyway, give us your flop.
Oh yeah, my flop. So yeah, like you said, mental health day yesterday. My mental health was probably the lowest yesterday, I'm not gonna lie. It was really bad. I'm moving and I just hate moving. Everything just went shit. And I don't know about you guys, but like proving how much you earn as a creator
is literally
a joke.
When you get, yeah.
Oh my God, it's a joke.
Do you have an accountant?
Yeah, but even that.
That's fine, they take care of that. Your accountant should be able to take care of that.
Yeah, he couldn't.
Really?
No.
If you need an accountant.
Because I haven't been like fully self-employed for like
that long.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
I think that's probably why.
You need like a year to prove of like but the income that you're having now.
It's been over a year.
Yeah, but you know another way around it is just to like show like a one statement.
Yeah, I did.
And even
I showed
that,
my savings.
And even that. Wow, that's tough.
They were just being shit.
See it. It's like a really flaky
they're
industry.
Just like, yeah.
What
like,
what was the estate agent that you went with?
Homemade.
Sorry, what? Why don't you just go born like us, Foxtons or...
Because this apartment's really
homemade.
Nice.
Homemade. Where do you live?
I'm not going to say.
No, okay. Are you near where... Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
Really nice
how
location.
Your addresses are leaking everywhere. Because you're just say where you...
No, because someone showed me how you can find it. It's apparently pretty easy
really?
To find your address, yeah.
Fuck off.
She's not really...
Oh, great. On...
Online.
Company's house.
No.
That is important.
I don't...
But my address is my accountant's address, so you can't even find it on company's house.
So how do you find your address?
You can't even find my name on company's house. It's not even my name. I'm a ghost.
You don't exist.
Please don't search now, guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're literally like icing into search. What was my fly? I moved in.
Yeah.
I moved in.
You
know, I got
that
over that
into
hurdle.
A fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're great.
And it looks good. Lovely.
And it's my birthday this Friday, so I'm happy.
And you're going to Bali.
Yeah. And I'm going to Bali.
On your birthday?
No, next week.
Oh, next week, okay.
Week after my birthday.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So are you going to be in Bali for Halloween?
Yeah.
We're going to have to party.
Yeah,
yeah.
What are you going to wear?
I mean, in Bali, so I'm going to be shirtless. Tarzan.
Yeah.
That just came to my mind. I'm going to be Tarzan.
Nice. Get some epic leaves and shit. what do you put around? What does Tarzan put around?
He has like a... Like a weird throw.
Like
around.
A leaf. I think it's
not a leaf. It's
like
not a leaf.
A sachet.
It is not sachet? A leaf.
It's not a sash.
No, I'm searching this up. It's not a leaf.
It's like a sash of leaves.
What are you on about?
No, actually, I think it's like a brown piece of material.
Yes, okay. You are right. You are wrong.
Right. Well, I don't watch that.
There might be
maybe
a sprinkle
that's probably where I'm going
of leaves
wrong.
On there.
Yeah, there's some leaves. There's definitely... Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? Who's Tinkerbell's guy?
Peter Pan.
This is what I'm gonna go.
Literally wearing like a, what is that? Like a napkin.
Basically. Oh, he's actually
nice.
He's in decent shape. Very easy. I need to get back. I need to be in shape for that.
Anyway, so right, let's get into the episode. I've got some icebreaker questions.
God, you're so prepared, aren't you girls?
Oh my God. We're professionals.
We are not like this on my podcast, but
you need to watch and learn. Okay,
I'm actually at this. I'm here for like intel. I'm just like, oh yeah, I'll do your podcast. I need to watch.
this is just a podcast research for you.
You go first.
Okay, we will start with. If you were an animal, what would you be and why?
I've got two.
Okay.
Can I have two? Either a lion.
Why?
I would be an IMP. This is just purely because when I was a kid, I had really long hair and everyone used to call me the little lion. So I've always thought, okay, if I was an animal, I'd be a lion.
That's nice.
And then the other one would be an eagle because eagles can see from really, really far away. And I really want to do that.
Have you thought about this before?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I've had. Interesting. Yeah.
So you can see, as in, like, is that metaphorical? Like, you can see into through the future. People?
I can see into people. No, I don't know. I don't really. Yeah, I've always. Eagle. I think eagles are beautiful.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty
that's
good
a great answer.
I would say that's a pretty good animal. Would you say you're an introvert or an extrovert?
Both.
One or the other?
I'm an extrovert because of my job.
Yeah.
But at home, I'm an introvert. There's nothing more I like to do than sit at home, watch friends, eat my food, and not talk to anyone.
Yeah.
That's an introverted extrovert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, like, you love being extroverted, but you need that alone time to recharge to 100%. Actually be able to do that.
Yeah. Because, like, I think part of our job and being in the creative industry, you have to be naturally, you know, you're a socialite, really, essentially. Yeah. You're also filming yourself. You've got to do this content. You've got to meet people. You do a lot of PR. So you exert a lot of energy all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
So when you have some, and when we, you know, if we have any time to ourselves, it's like...
We're, like, taking advantage of that.
Yeah, zen.
At full swing, yeah.
That's why now I live alone. Like, I've been living with, like, friends and housemates for, like, what, 8 years. And last year was like, okay, I want to get a flat on my own. And oh my God, it's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah. I had like a moment where I was living alone for like 2 months. And like, it's so good because you can control when you're seeing people.
Yeah.
Like, and that's going to be when your social battery's like recharged and great.
Yeah.
And,
and no one moves your plates or dishes. And
And we'll do one more icebreaker question. It's not really an icebreaker question, but we were talking about it before we went on air. Have you ever considered OnlyFans?
Yes. I've been asked, OnlyFans have contacted me 3 times.
They've contacted
you? Yeah.
And you do actually have an account?
No. Well, no.
Shh, Millie.
For research purposes.
No.
No. OnlyFans is, like, there's a part of it is like, wow, oh my God, I could make loads of money off it. Like, I know I could.
Yeah.
And there's a demand for it. And
there's examples, there's case studies, we know.
I've tried it. There's me juggling oranges and it's already but there's also like, this is gonna sound really, really bad.
Go
but
it
doesn't matter. For example, like, I've been single for quite a while and I've always said I don't think I could get into a relationship with someone who is on OnlyFans. I've got friends who do OnlyFans and I respect the hustle, I respect the jog. I don't think I could do it and that's why I can do it. Because I want to get in a serious relationship, my body, apart from when I'm doing my fitness stuff and whatever, like, of course, we all do that. But, like, my body is supposed to be hers.
Yeah.
And her body's supposed to be mine. So I wouldn't want anyone else to, like, be looking at me in that way. And, like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So I don't see it as it's funny, I don't see it as, oh, I wouldn't do it because of, you know, branding or TV. I'll just do it purely if I got into a relationship. I don't want pictures flying around.
Yeah,
of course. So it's more like out of respect for your future girl.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, that's interesting because I think most people, I would assume for most people who were on TV, for it to be more based upon that.
Right? Yeah, 100%. And a lot of, I mean, it's now a lot of people, it's more accepted. Like, I think ITV are the only channel, and maybe Channel 4 still, but ITV are the only channel who's like, no, if you do OnlyFans, you can't do any ITV like shows. But
even if it's like not explicit content,
OnlyFans has got a name.
Yeah,
doesn't matter if I said I'm OnlyFans and I'm doing fitness, they're like, yeah, sure. It doesn't matter.
I guess they don't know, do they?
You don't know. I mean, there are brands like OnlyFans where it's like,
I don't know.
Yeah. What about you girls? Would you?
I've considered it, but I
feel like you're getting close to it.
No.
We spoke about this before, and you're like, yeah, I've thought about it. So, are you gonna launch it here now? Tell
I
us.
Could. I guys, I don't think I could do it. No.
Okay, question. Let me say that again. Question.
Okay, go.
If you were going to do it,
yeah,
what would you post?
Yeah.
I would just post my fitness content.
Bollocks. Absolute bollocks. You would post. I think naturally, and like,
I've literally posted myself in my underwear on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. But.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, I already post underwear pictures. Yeah. But, like, it's just the name, isn't it? OnlyFans.
But also, I think you would maybe be more intrigued to post different angles of the maybe. Because you do a bikini picture, right?
Yeah.
But if you're doing OnlyFans, you're maybe going to be like, oh, maybe if I bend over this way and do that, and your poses would be different. Your poses would be different, naturally.
Interesting. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that much. Mm. So
I have.
Yeah, you can.
I'm joking. And if my manager's watching this, Lexi, you know this. We went into meeting, this was like 2 years ago, and we had this huge structure of like, okay, plans for next year, TV shows that we're going to go on and all that. Went into this conference with the whole team and we spoke about OnlyFans for 2 hours.
Oh my fuck.
For 2 hours, thinking, going to the point where like, should Miles do
shit.
This?
Wait, so who came to the decision to say no?
Yeah. I did.
Because of your relationship thing?
Yeah, at the time I actually wasn't thinking of that. I was just like, no way.
I would just be more worried about what my parents think. Like, what if my—
My dad would, like, wouldn't care.
Could they come across it without having a subscription?
I don't think so. Because apparently you can't release it. If you like release something, you go to prison basically. You get a sentence. Yeah. Because it's it wasn't in the UK. Now there's a new law. If you send unlicensed pictures.
I mean, you obviously know more than we do.
It's illegal to do
so. It's a legal thing now, so you can't do that. So if there are any nudes that anyone has of me, you can't leak them.
You will go to prison.
You will go to prison. Don't you
dare. Ready or first, seriously. Don't mess with Miles.
No, please don't.
I mean, one thing that we really wanted to touch on today was the topic of male eating disorders and males who struggle with bad body image. Because obviously, Millie and I have spoken about this a lot before, and it is very prevalent amongst women.
Yeah.
But we never really like to speak about it from a male perspective. And we actually did some research and we found some really interesting statistics.
I mean, Emma did.
Well, yeah, I did.
You can take all the credit for this.
This is what I did yesterday. Millie was having a hard day, okay? She was moving house, so I let her off. So I'm just going to read out some of these statistics because I was really shocked.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Okay, so despite the stereotype that eating disorders only occur in women, about 1 in 3 people struggling with an eating disorder is a male. And subclinical eating disorder behaviours, including binge eating, purging, and laxative abuse, are nearly as common among men as they are among women. 25% of normal weight males perceive themselves to be very underweight, and 90% of teenage boys exercise with the number one goal being to bulk up and get bigger.
Yeah, true.
Mm. And then these two statistics, I was like, wow.
Oh my God, yeah.
Males represent 25% of individuals with anorexia, and sadly, they are at a much higher risk of dying, in part because they are often diagnosed later, since many people assume that males do not have eating disorders. And then another stat from Beat Eating Disorders found that males face extreme barriers in getting help for eating disorders, having to wait nearly 3 times as long as females for their GP to make a referral, 28 weeks as opposed to 10. So
wow,
it's
28.
It's shocking.
That is a lot,
and it just goes to show how much men are suffering with this in silence, because you know they don't talk about it, and unfortunately there is this stereotype that men are stronger and like aren't gonna suffer with these things.
But also I think like there's so much that like in the fitness industry that's called like, you know, gym bro, like the culture of that is like very disordered, but it's just so like hidden and masked.
Yeah.
And it's just seen as like normal. Do you know what I mean?
I think men in general, to do with anything, we have to hold it in.
Mm.
We have to.
So bad.
We find it hard to talk about it. If we're feeling down, we hide it.
Yeah.
We deal with it. We're on our own. We don't need anyone. And it's really sad because like in my boys group, we are so open with each other now, and like we talk about anything and everything, and we've made it a really big point, and we've said if anyone is feeling sad, like we'll joke around with each other, and you know, boys are boys, and we will take the piss out of each other, and that's how we say we love you. That's literally how we, like, to say like I love you bro, it's like calling you a pussy. Like that is what it is. And but then there's it's hard for guys because I think there's in every boys group there's a role. You know, there's the victim, there's the alpha. Oh,
interesting.
There's the leader.
Really? I know.
Yeah. And if
what any you?
All three. and I think if any boy says that, like if any boy group watches this, good, like that's a lie. It's true.
All right.
It's naturally fall into one of those things. Yeah. But I think it's interesting because I actually don't know any of men or mates of mine who've gone through eating disorders. I know a lot of females. Yeah. I know a lot of friends who've gone through it as girls, but not as men.
But do you think that's because they're just not opening up about it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think the only thing I know is body dysmorphia for men.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. It's terrible.
Yeah, body image. Like, we've touched on it before. There's anorexia and then there's a term bigorexia.
What's bigorexia?
It's like a term for when guys feel like they're tiny and skinny and not big enough.
I deal with that every day.
That's the thing, though. Every day. I feel like people aren't aware that you might be struggling with that.
So do you know what's funny? Like, a lot of people go, oh, you look in the mirror and you're like flexing. It's like, we don't flex, go, oh yeah, my tricep is amazing. I mean, a little bit.
Yeah.
But we go because we're like, oh, I need more size there. The first thing I see is like, okay, I need to work on my short head. I need to do this.
Right.
Like everything.
So just body checking constantly.
Oh my God, constantly. And like, it's funny because me and my mate were talking about it the other day. We, like 3 months ago, we'll post a picture and we were like, oh, I need to get bigger. I need to do this. I need more shredded. And then 3 months goes down the line and we're looking at ourselves now. And we look at that picture and we're like, oh my God, why wasn't I happy?
All the time.
How was I not happy? Yeah. I'm looking at that picture. I look always amazing. And you'll never, and it's funny because before I went into training, I was not in shape. I'll show you a picture, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. I was not in shape.
How long ago is this?
4 years ago, 5 years
ago. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, 5 years ago. I was not in shape, I was like puppy fat. But I didn't look in the mirror going, oh, I don't look good.
Yeah.
I can't remember one time thinking to myself, oh God, I need to go to the gym. Whereas now,
yeah.
It's worse.
Yeah.
100 times worse.
It's because when you fixate on something, it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You're always fixating on that.
And you're always trying to make improvements and get better and better. So you're always thinking about what you can be next without appreciating how you look now.
And you compare yourself. You compare yourself. Like, how many or in the last 5 years fitness influencers, right? And it's really hard. And I think for men, what's hard is that a lot of fitness influencers are on steroids.
Oh my God.
Most of them are.
They're huge.
So when you're training and you train probably as hard as them, the hours and everything, and you don't get their results, you just go, what the fuck's the point?
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore. Like, with the female fitness industry, like, it's so spoken about, but just no one's talking about it in the men's industry because it's like, it's just part of it. It's just
you girls are strong to do what you do. Like, I've seen both your transformations. Mad. I saw yours just before coming in. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, unreal.
Two opposite ends.
Yeah, like, complete opposite. Yeah. I think why you guys match so well. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, amazing to get from where you were to hit now. Super healthy and, like, strong. And, yeah, it's a journey. Because I can say, oh, yeah, I was not in good shape. And, you know, I had puppy fat, but I wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't even imagine how mentally that would have been on me.
Yeah, like, it took... How long was your...
Oh, mine. I mean, I lost a lot of weight over, like, 2 years. And then I started, like, getting into the gym, building muscle.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? What was your... when you were at school, because you put a post up and you were like... I liked it because it was like... if everyone at school could see me now, you're like on the beach, I'm on the beach, like, slay. And like at school, because it's really weird, like the bullying at school, I got bullied all the time, but I got bullied for different reasons. I never, and again, this is like when I was a kid, I never really saw people as shapes and sizes.
That's interesting.
Did you feel like it was very, did you go to school feeling like, okay, I'm the odd one out right now?
No, I didn't. I actually got turned on and I started getting bullied because I stuck up for someone who was getting bullied.
Oh my God.
And then they completely turned on me.
Oh, so they went to you.
So it wasn't like a direct, like, oh, she's fat, we're going to pick on her. It was because of what I did. And then I think it was more like they were doing anything they could to get at me. So they took my weight and my size. But it wasn't really much of an issue until the bullying, like, made it so apparent to me. And it just, you know, like, bullying is horrific.
Oh my God, it's like, I can't even explain
how awful it makes you feel. Like, I didn't want to leave my house.
No. Fuck no.
So in a way, like, it's good and bad because, unfortunately, those horrible comments, like, kind of pushed me to start my fitness journey. But, like, I'm so glad I did because I got so much out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
No, well done.
Yeah, well done, babe.
Unreal.
I mean, I feel like, fucking hell, it took way too long for me to like realize that I needed to do something about my situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours is incredible as well.
But like, it's so weird because I think no one spoke about weight gain when I needed to, like when I gained weight.
Mm.
Like, I didn't see anyone talk about it. I mean, obviously, that would be like the odd view. Like,
also, if, like women, and it's only now it's kind of normal. Well, people understand it more. Lifting weights doesn't make you bulky.
No, yes. I know.
Oh my God.
Like, men and women are very different. And like eating protein, like I've got girls now still on the show who's like, no, I can't eat this. And then when they were like, I need to lose weight, like,
really?
My Emily, she's my best friend, I love her. And she'll do a few classes and then she'll just. It's really unhealthy.
What does she do?
But she just won't eat anything and she'll like have soups and like she'll have like a pad thai maybe. And that's it. And I'm like, you need to eat protein.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, because I don't want to be like this. I'm like, you're you don't have that body. You can't get like that.
Yeah, literally.
Just because you want to lift a dumbbell is not, you're not going to be. If that was the case, oh my God, I'd be in ridiculous shape all the time.
Let's talk about that. Like, guys find it hard enough to build muscle and they're lifting all this heavy weight and eating constantly. So much food. They're struggling. Girls do not have anywhere near as much testosterone to build anywhere near the amount of muscle that guys have.
Yeah.
It is hard to build muscle. So girls, if you're listening and you're scared to lift weights, it is not going to make you bulky.
No.
Also, to lose fat,
the best thing you can do.
I will say this now because I'm on a cut at the moment. So I'm like, I'm starving. apart from last night because I went out. But the best way to lose weight is to lift weights.
Yeah.
Fuck the Stairmaster.
Fuck the cardio. The
cardio means nothing. You're burning so many calories when you lift weights. And as long as you're in a bloody calorie deficit.
Yeah. There's no good or bad foods. Like, there's but no.
Do you know what it is with calorie deficits? I think it's thrown around because it's like, oh, you've got to do it. Mm-hmm. People don't understand it. And I know this can be a little bit triggering maybe because I didn't realize this was triggering until I posted about it. I'm like, calories my food right now. I'm counting calories and I'm looking at everything.
Yeah.
And I post on my Instagram and people like, you know, this is really hard for me to look at and all that. And I was like, whoa, I didn't realize that was.
Yeah.
I'm telling you my experience. I'm not saying count your calories.
Yeah.
But to understand a deficit, you have to count calories.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize, I didn't realize there was like 300 calories in a banana. I was like, what the fuck? That's so many calories.
What bananas do you have?
Like, I don't but like, there's so many things that you don't realize unless you count them. But I also get it from a point of view of like, if you struggle to weigh, seeing those numbers can really freak you out.
Yeah, it's so interesting because, like, for me, knowing calories has helped me gain weight.
Yeah.
It's like made me not fear, I don't know, like pizza and a salad, like they could be the same calories.
Yeah.
But I just always deemed pizza as like, oh my God, health food, that's gonna make me gain weight instantly. Yeah. So like this whole thing with calories on menus, it's been like such a hard thing. Like I obviously, like you probably love it right now because you're counting calories.
Oh, I love it, it's great. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I know what I do.
But I can't make up my mind.
I'm just really neutral towards it. I'm like, it's that like.
I think it's really good for people who are not in fitness, who are more aware. Because I think a lot of people are shocked when they order food and they're like, oh my God. Like even in Wagamama where you think it's actually quite healthy because it's like pho and all this kind of things. Like 1,000 calories for chicken pho or whatever it was. It's like, that's a lot of calories in one meal.
Yeah.
You know, especially like, so women, what do they have to have per day, roughly?
Oh my God, it ranges.
It ranges, so but there's, much. But I think people underplay it because a lot of girls think, they need like 1,000 to 1,500. I'm like, no, you don't. Yeah. You need about 2,500 at least.
Yeah.
Starting point. And then obviously you can work out what you need, depending on what you want to do. But
yeah, I think it's good because like what you were saying, you know, you might go out for dinner and you want to pick the salad because it's healthy. But then when you actually look at the calories, that salad might be a lot more calories than the pizza, mm-hmm. which you actually want to eat. So it can be helpful. Mm. You just have to look at it from like a really neutral perspective rather than like attaching like feelings and emotions towards calories and numbers. Like it can be a really helpful tool for like a calorie deficit like yourself. But if you're not the type of person who can look at numbers without getting upset or it, mm-hmm. you know, triggering you, then it's just maybe best for you not to do that.
Yeah, ask the waitress or something to what do you think.
This could be real. I don't want to go too controversial here. But
go for it.
So I love watching controversial stuff on TikTok. So if you look on my TikTok,
Andy Tate.
No, I actually wasn't going to go for him. But him.
Yeah.
There's a woman, and I can't remember her name. She's ginger, and she's like, not anti-feminism, but she's a feminist, but she's anti the new feminism at the moment. I can't remember her name.
I don't think I've seen that before.
She's kind of like the female version of Andrew Tate, but less harsh. And she was talking about weight loss. And then she was on a podcast with loads of people, and these women were like, you know, talking about how there's so much more to factor in just losing weight. And she was kind of saying, you know, you at some point have to take responsibility of what you're putting in your mouth.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Do I agree with people taking responsibility for what they put in their mouth?
Do you agree? Yes. And also, do you agree that there is more than just, okay, what I'm eating?
Oh, I think...
More than what you're eating.
That...
So your hormones.
Yeah,
your
right. There is so much more to your thyroid. Food than just the taste and the calories and the macros. Like, food can quite literally be medicine. And this is something that I'm like looking into more lately, because I've been struggling with my hormones. I had a miscarriage.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. And then since then, I've been like, you know, doing a lot more research into like how food can help your hormones.
Yeah.
And I've been implementing a lot more foods like healthy fats. Yeah. For that purpose. So yeah. I think that's very true. Like, food is a lot more than just the taste, a lot more than just the calories.
Is she saying it's not?
Yeah, she's like, she's really blunt with it. And it's weird because there's a part of me goes, hell yeah, I completely agree.
Okay, I'm interested.
I get annoyed because I'm disciplined.
Yeah.
I wake up, people go, how do you get motivated? I'm not motivated.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm motivated maybe once a week.
Yeah.
If that, I don't want to go to the gym every single day.
Yeah.
Me going to the gym is like brush my teeth. Uh-huh. I don't think about it. I just do it. It's not a chore.
Autopilot.
And I do it because aesthetically, I want to look a certain way, and I have body dysmorphia to an extent, 100%. But I also do it because I want to be healthy. I want to be fit. I look at people who are in the 50s and 60s, and I'm like, oh my God, you can tell you just don't do exercise. Yeah. My dad is nearly 70, and he swims in the sea every single day, and he's fit and healthy. And for me, as an example, is okay, cool, I post pictures, I look good, whatever. It's also kind of...
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves... without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Because like, get in the gym, get that discipline. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it's 20 minutes a day, if it's 10 minutes a day, whatever, start walking, start doing something, get your blood flow moving. And the whole thing about, it's hard for me because I know, like in family, I've got people in family who have problems with, you know, weight and all this, and it's not because what they eat, they're super healthy, but they can't technically lose the weight because of other reasons.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm also quite passionate about when I see people who don't do enough and don't have that discipline to like go to the gym, eat healthy. And when I say eat healthy, it does not, people go, oh, eat salads. Oh my God, that is not eating.
No, that's what we're all about. Like showing like being healthy and living this active lifestyle is not restrictive and it can be so fun and balanced.
Well, I mean, look at your bodies, right? You got phenomenal bodies and then, you know, you do. Well, if you have OnlyFans, I will subscribe. But you have phenomenal bodies. And if I look at your page and look at what you post, like what you ate this morning and what you eat on your Instagram, I'm like, you girls eat really tasty food.
Yeah.
Like it's not boring.
No. It's not salads. It's not like 1,000 calories a day or anything like that.
But, so I'm getting really into this. But do you think to start somewhere, you have to be a bit more strict? Before you get to the stage where you understand food more now, so you can kind of play with the food, eat easier. Because I think you have to start somewhere where it's like, okay, I kind of need to be a bit more strict with
what. There's like, not rules, but there's some sort of script to follow. Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, humans will always have this all or nothing mentality. Yeah. And
especially if they're new to it.
Yeah, and it is really hard to break that. So I get what you're saying. Maybe for someone to really kickstart their journey, they kind of have to like do a bit more of a 180 on their habits and lifestyle and like go a bit harder. But like I work with my clients through this and I genuinely think the best thing is just slowly implementing small little changes to your daily routine, like going on a walk and, you know, adding more vegetables to your plate or drinking more water and then slowly building up from that.
Yeah.
I do get what you mean though.
It's that whatever, everything you just said there is like the first thing that helps with diet.
Yeah.
Drinking water, recovery, man.
Yeah.
So bloody
rest
important.
Days. Come on.
You don't grow your muscles in the gym.
No, literally.
You grow them when you sleep. Yeah. Recovery is so important.
So talking about that, tell us a little bit about like your gym routine, your fitness, like rest days, training days. What does your fitness routine look like?
And would you say you're strict with it?
Yeah.
Feel guilty if you like?
No.
Mm.
I used to be really bad. Like, so. I don't know
where to begin.
I don't know how much I can talk about this, but you know what, I've never really been open. So I had a trainer called Waz, and he 4 years ago he got me into training. So before I trained, it was my first year in Chelsea. I was a party boy, I was getting drunk, I was doing other things. A lot of it, and it was constant. It was party. And I.
Like every weekend we talked
every day.
Every day.
It was out. And I didn't have a life. I was. Yeah. But I also had come out of a relationship, so I think I needed that. I was like, I needed to break out
of it. A bit of freedom.
And I remember calling my then manager, Hannah Lambden, which I still to this day absolutely love. She literally kickstarted my career. And I called and I said, I was hungover, I had 2 hours sleep, and I was like shaking because I was super anxious. And I was like, I've had this feeling way too many times. And I called and I said, look, we need to get me out of this. I want to box. So it wasn't even training, I was like, I need a box.
Oh, okay.
I want to start boxing, I want to get fit in boxing. Because that's why, I don't know why in my head, I was like, training, boxing, that's the one thing. Mm. I said, you need to get me a coach, because if I don't, something's gonna happen to me and it's gonna be really, really bad. And she goes, cool. She calls this guy called Waz and meet him. It's the first time I met him. He's like 6'1".
I've met him before, he's jacked. Massive.
He's
isn't
huge.
He?
And I was there like, I was like this skinny kid. I was like, no. I said, no way. And he said to my manager behind, not in front of me, no way am I training a Chelsea boy. We spoke for 10 minutes and he became my brother. I was like, this guy is amazing. He's like the coolest dude, super nice.
Yeah.
We started training, we did boxing in the beginning, and then he said, let's do weights. And I fell in love with weights. I was like, this is my thing. Training, feeling the pump.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was. I was like, my body had never trained. So I was like, this is amazing.
Newbie gains.
Oh my God, amazing. The best gains.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. But the thing I didn't realize is that he kind of, I would like to say for the record, massive respect to him. I still have a lot of love for the man, for what he did and how he helped me. Unfortunately, we parted ways and we're no longer in each other's lives. But he did a lot for me in that fitness kind of journey and helped me become the man I am today. But the problem that he did is that he kind of implemented his own ways on me. So how he trained was the way I needed to train.
Okay, got you, yeah.
And it was so strict, I if I had a sip of wine or drink, I'd panic. Shit. If he found out.
Yeah.
If I went out, I'd panic. He found out. He would make me feel shit for mm. doing that. And in a way, when I think about it, I'm like, that was way too harsh.
Mm.
But I also kind of thank him for it because I needed it. I needed someone to be like, don't you fucking dare go out.
Yeah.
I quit smoking. I didn't drink for 3 months. I trained. I did a transformation with him and it was amazing. But I didn't really know what, like, I was just discovering, like, I like training, that's it, and I didn't have a program. And then I got another coach and I got a strength program, and that's what I do now. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite thing. I love lifting weights.
So it's still lifting weights?
So lifting heavy weights. And then I got into this, I didn't mean to bulk. He was just telling me, like, you have to eat more calories if you want to lift heavier. And it was the first time I've never had body dysmorphia. So I was
really?
So
after gaining
when
weight.
You're eating more and strength training is when you don't have body dysmorphia.
I got to like 86 kilos, like big and not shredded, just big.
And you felt good?
I was doing like nearly 200 kilo deadlifts. I was just training heavyweight. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Back then I used to do hypertrophy. This was the worst thing. I mean, look, again, train as you want. But I used to do 5 sets, 15 reps.
For every exercise?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'd get injured all the time.
Yeah, no wonder.
I can't. And I can't even do like 4. I struggle at 4.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm like 3 to 4, 5, 8 to 12 reps.
Yeah.
Controlled. And now I love that. But now I'm in a cut. Like my body's 4 feet back. I'm like checking my mirror all the time.
Yeah, see, that's it.
All the time.
Are you always cutting and bulking? Like, are you ever maintaining?
I'm always maintaining normally.
Oh, okay.
The first time I ever bulked was last year because I started training with a coach. So, yeah. And I didn't even mean to bulk. There was no plan of me bulking.
Yeah, interesting.
But also the biggest thing for me is I'm on TV all the time.
That I was going to ask you about this.
I wanted to ask you about this. Like, do you feel a lot of pressure to always be looking your best?
Yeah,
they want my top off all the time.
Are they telling you to take your top off?
I get annoyed. They're like, they have to sign a waiver. Yeah, I have to sign a waiver saying I'm allowed to be semi-nude.
What, just you?
No,
like,
me and some.
Miles, take your top off.
But they know I'll do it. But other boys as well. But yeah, they.
But so, do you feel like insecure when you do that?
I mean, so insecure that I got surgery for my nipples. So
I was going to ask you about this as well.
Because
I was going to say, like, what ignited that?
So
I didn't. Like, I'm not going to lie. I didn't notice anything about your nipples.
No one does. So it's funny because I actually didn't. The initial surgery we were supposed to do didn't actually happen. Because when he put me under, he realised he didn't have to go through the nipple. He can go through the side.
Right.
Wait, so you got put to sleep and then he decided no?
Well, there was two.
So
he told me.
You wake up and you're like, oh,
yeah,
no.
He told me there was a possibility that we wouldn't do the first surgery. And I said, that's fine. Just do the one. I trust the doctor, so do what you want. And there's videos. There's a whole video of like him pumping out my nipple.
Oh my God, no.
Did you watch it back?
Yeah. My friend was in the theatre room filming everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you just change nipples?
No. So that's the thing. I call it nipple surgery, but it was gynecomastia surgery. So gynecomastia is normally to do with steroids or when you go through puberty, and it's your estrogen levels when you're a kid. And mine didn't go away when I grew up. So a lot of men have it, but no one really talks about it.
Yeah, a lot.
So you have like
this. It's like a lump behind your nipple, and it's hard mass.
Oh,
so it's not fat. Everyone, loads of comments are like, oh, all you have to do is like cut weight. I was like, it's got nothing. I could get shredded and I still have it. It's got nothing to do with fat.
So how long had you wanted to get that stuff?
As soon as I started training.
Wow.
Because I didn't notice it before.
Oh my God.
I started training and it was weird. When I wear certain tops, I could see my nipples doing different things and I hate it. I'd have to flick my nipples before shoots.
This is mad. Really? Yeah. I never knew this was a thing.
Yeah. And I feel like, did you get like a lot of like people like shocked about you doing this? And
I got a lot of hate.
Really?
Because they were like, I don't know if you get this. I think you do probably. Like when you, people look at your life and go, oh, you live the best life.
Mm.
You're in amazing shape. You've got nothing to worry about. You've got nothing to complain about. And in some way, yes, I'm very fortunate to be in the position I am, but I still have things that I don't, yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
everyone does. Yeah. It's like when people go, the rich don't have depression. I'm like, yes, they do. I've got a lot of rich friends and they are the most like depressed people I know.
Money doesn't bring happiness.
Nothing, it doesn't. It helps, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't bring happiness. But yeah, when I did it, everyone was like, your nipples were fine, you don't have an issue. I was like, yeah, but then the reason why they're fine is because the pictures you see, I flick my nipples before.
Yeah, literally.
You don't know what I do.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do a story and I realise, I'm shit, I have to do it again. And I'm like, yeah. Oh
my God.
No, I think as well, like, this kind of brings it back to like how the male and female, you know, like how females are more open to speak about like their body dysmorphia and their issues,
insecurities and stuff.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's so common that girls will get a boob job and breast surgery, and people don't like people just
bat an eyelid.
Like, it's so normal. Whereas you've essentially had the same thing.
It is. It's the same surgery.
It's having surgery on your boobs, your nipples, your chest. Like, it's the same thing. But yet, there would be so much more attention because you're a male and you had it.
Yeah.
But why is that?
But it's funny. It's like, I say it with I see this short guy thing, right? They call them short kings.
There we go.
And I feel bad for guys who feel really insecure about this, because we don't say a thing about guys putting heels on or putting makeup on.
No, we don't.
You can go to a club and a girl do a whole dance, she looks amazing.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the night, she'll wipe it off and take her heels off.
Yeah.
It's almost like a different person. Yeah. Well, not all the time, but like a lot of girls in London do. They put a lot of makeup on and they wear these heels and they're super tall. And it's like, these guys don't, you can't put heels on.
Yeah, it's like, you've got nothing to work
with. And also it's like, it's hard for a guy. Like, if a girls will always laugh at guys like, oh my God, he's wearing like thicker shoes or whatever. And it's like, well, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Double standards.
Double standards.
Yeah. I love Short King.
Yeah,
I honestly don't see any problem with height. Like, this is just another thing, like, why should men be taller than women? Like, where, that's just so old-fashioned.
Yes, true, but I don't think I could date someone who's taller than me. Because why? Naturally, for me, and this goes back to what we were talking about before, a man, right?
Yeah.
And the man's role, and unfortunately, I don't know if anyone's going to disagree with this, and if you can disagree if you want, it's absolutely fine. But I think a man needs to be a man. I just do. I think.
What is classed as a man?
Oh God. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Anyway, lovely seeing you guys. I don't want to be cancelled.
Oh God. Obviously, like, having emotions.
This is such a tough. Okay. Sorry. Can you like change my voice? Oh. Yep.
Sue does not want to talk about it.
Oh, what is a man?
Because that's the thing. Like, what is a man?
So I saw. Do you know Darren?
Oh no.
Darren, he's mates with James Smith. Darren something, I can't
On
remember.
His podcast sometimes.
Yeah, he does it, he's doing this at the moment, it's getting a bit controversial, but he's going to people on the street and being like, what is a woman? What is a man?
Interesting.
And then he went to these builders and I loved it, what they said. They were like, what is a woman? No, what is a man? No, he said, what is a woman? And he goes, and they're like, on their lunch break, and they go, a pain in my ass. And I just thought, brilliant, and cool. And then it's, what is a man? And it was interesting, I don't want to quote it because I'll get it wrong, but they were so simple about what it was and quite nice, and it wasn't like category, like a woman's like this and all that.
Yeah.
But he said there would be no men without a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And I love that. I love
there
that.
There would be no men without women. Yeah.
And I thought it was really simple. So what is a man? A man is whatever you want a man to be, right? Uh-huh. Like, my definition of a man is what I've grown up with, known at school, what my dad taught me. That is what I know what a man is.
Yeah.
A man, if you want it to be something different, that's absolutely fine. But what I don't like at the moment, and this whole thing about, you know, women and men and transgender and all these things, is like people implementing their opinion on you and you have to agree with it no matter what. And I hate. If you are, so for example, like recently, this is an example, one of my close friends, and I'm not going to say his name because he doesn't know this because I haven't told him.
Out him.
Judith Cowdrey. the Queen's death, I went to the gym, I post stories, I did pay my respects, and he messaged me, goes, buddy, this is really insensitive, you should delete all your Instagrams. And I was like,
interesting.
My dad's Caribbean. You know what happened there? Mm. I don't agree with the monarchy.
Yeah.
I respect the Queen and I think she was an amazing woman. I really do. But at the same time, I don't care about the monarchy. And I've said it before. I'm happy to kind of say that. but I don't disrespect it. If people believe in it, that's great.
Yeah.
Amazing. And if you felt really sad, I you know, it was an amazing thing. It was an amazing time for the country and the nation. Amazing. But don't put your belief system on me.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with that.
Yeah, definitely.
And I said to him, I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't even say so. I was like, I'm going to do what the fuck I want. Don't you say that to me ever again. And it's the same thing with this whole men and women thing. It's like, respect your opinion. As long as you're not being hurtful.
Yeah.
And trying to like demean someone or be aggressive or rude, believe what you want.
I think this is the problem with like today's day and age, is like we are overexposed to people's opinions. Like we're not used to this like platform where we can literally see everyone's ideas, everyone's beliefs, like everything. And like we don't even know what we believe sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't even, I'm like, fuck, what do I believe in? Like I don't know, because I'm like, I'm affected by other people's beliefs. I'm affected by like my dad and mum's. Yeah.
And also the pressure of like having a social media platform also plays into it so much.
Okay, a question for both of you then. What, the reason why I would ask that, what do you think is a woman? Because I think what you're promoting on your platforms, fitness for women and what you're doing for women, does that play a part of like what you think a woman is?
I think a woman is, it's a hard question.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's a hard question.
I think
just strong and empowering and like can stand up for themselves.
Yeah. I think that's what we are trying to help women become, because that's how all women should feel. I don't think women should feel weak or small. We want women to feel strong and powerful and like empowered and equal to men.
Okay, what does that mean though, equal to men?
Oh God, we're really getting deep into this, aren't
we? Well, no, because it's like...
Well, pay.
Okay, yeah.
That's definitely
respect.
Needs to be equal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess respect. Like, I think there's a lot of female business owners and, like, successful women who are still treated differently by
men.
Certain men.
In the
not
workplace.
All men.
Yeah.
Just certain men. So I guess that needs to sort of, like...
I agree.
Change.
It is.
But again, like, this isn't... It's not generalized. Like, it's only to... It's only just specific people that still may need to sort of like understand that women are just as equal.
Do you see you girls as like, do you think you have a bit of old fashioned in you, like ways of thinking?
Like men paying on first dates or something?
Men paying on first dates, men proposing, men paying for going on holidays. Men making sure when you have kids that he is the main kind of, you know, income.
I always split the bill.
Okay.
Unless like the guy's like insisting.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I'm not gonna say no. But I do the proposing thing, that is interesting, because I don't think I could propose.
Yeah.
No, I don't think either.
But I think that's mainly out of just like fear of rejection and embarrassment.
Well, my ex proposed to her boyfriend and he said no, so.
Oh, I just watched that.
Yeah, that's tough.
But good on her, like insane.
Yeah.
Confidence. I mean,
what do you think about women proposing to males?
I disagree completely.
Do you?
It's our thing.
You think it, yeah, okay. I actually agree.
It's what?
It's our thing as a man. It's our thing. Yeah, because when we propose, We don't care about marriage, really.
Yeah, that
we
is
do it
true.
For you. You want to be in the dress, you want the party.
The wedding, everything.
That is something that you've been dreaming about for maybe, you know, years or whatever. And I know that for, you know, my family and friends. For us, I've always said to girls, and I said it to my ex at the time, I was like, let him do it. It's our thing.
It's
we think about where we're going to do it, what ring we're going to get. Like,
the moment
is, and it's like, it's our thing that we want to cherish the most.
Yeah, that is true.
So don't take it away from us.
Yeah, that is true.
But each to her own.
Yeah, on a leap year, you can do your thing.
Well, I always said you can on a leap year.
Yeah. What do you think about paying on dates then? Would you like insist?
So this is how this happened literally. It wasn't even a date, but I mean, it felt like a date after, because it was my friend from, I hadn't seen him at school, and we just went for a coffee. At the end, I was like, oh my God, were we on a date?
I had this very similar experience, like not even.
You never know, right? At the end, she was like, oh, it's on me. And I was like, no, don't, I'm gonna get this.
Right.
And she said something that I always say, which is great. And she goes, no, I asked you out.
Okay, yeah.
For me, if I ask you out, if you don't ask to split, I'll never see you again. But if you ask, so I'm pointing at you, like, you're going to... if you don't ask...
You better fucking pay on our date.
Take note.
But like, if I take you out and I say I want to take you out, I'm taking you out. If you say, can we split? I love that. It means that's really thoughtful, but don't worry. Yeah. I'm getting this.
It's more like...
But if you, like...
If I asked you out,
amazing.
It should be my responsibility to pay.
Yeah.
But my issue is now, girls, and this is not all women, but like my mate was, he stopped dating this girl because he was fed up. He was like, it's my sixth date and I'm paying. And he was like, mate, I've spent like nearly £1,000 on this girl. Just going out on dinners and these things. And she wouldn't, apparently the bill come and she would like, kind of like look away and talk about something.
Oh no, that makes you cringe so much. Yeah. No, that's very old fashioned.
And she then ended up ghosting him.
Yes.
So she's really taking advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. She got what she wanted. She got her meals.
Oh, that's not nice.
She got a free dinner.
She got free dinners.
Yeah,
shit.
Six. So split the bill.
Offer always. Yeah. But I think the way it is if you ask, you'd pay. If they ask, they pay.
What's your worst dating story?
Oh, yeah. We love a bad date story.
Oh, my God.
Would you say you're quite the dater?
No, not really. No. Not anymore. I used to be. I don't really have...
Wow, if you don't have a...
I have a date where I was like, get me out of here.
Yeah, okay, we've all been there.
I was supposed to go to this event and then this girl was going, because this PR booked us both, and she had messaged me after. She's like, oh, I thought you'll come in. And I was like, don't know who you are, but no, I wasn't. And then I was like, oh, you're quite fit. And then I was like, oh, she was quite young. And I was like, don't go on a date with someone who's like...
How young were we?
I didn't know. So in my head, I assumed, right? I was like...
You assumed that she was your age?
No, I assumed she was like 22.
Right.
I was like, okay, that's good age. 22 is fine. And we go on a date. I bring her to like the Mexican restaurant, you know, fun, margaritas, great. She arrives and I look at her, I'm like, oh, fuck, you're younger than 21.
Really?
She was 19.
Oh, fuck.
And she had just turned 19.
How old are you?
I'm nearly 27.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, I can't do that anymore. We started talking and I was checked out. I was like, no way. And then I hope she doesn't watch.
She won't know.
She's kind of like becoming an influencer now, so.
Okay.
So she'll know who it is.
She'll be in the industry.
Well, I'm sorry. But she started talking about like her father owns like this cemetery like business where you, in Italy, instead of putting them in dead bodies and holes, you put them in the wall.
Dead bodies and holes?
Yeah.
What? They're burying them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's in the ceramic, like, walls.
Right.
And it's a crazy business. Like, they make loads of money off this. It's like a joke. She was telling me, I was really interested by that, but it was like a 2-hour conversation about it. And she was going this. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. You're zoned out already. I was zoned out.
Especially when you already know it's not going anywhere.
Oh, no, a little bit too young.
Yeah, and she dragged out the day. Like, we were the last people in the restaurant. It was closing. They're like, we're closing. I was like, thank fuck.
Yeah, that's the only way out.
Yeah.
God.
What about you guys? Do you have a bad dating story?
Oh, my bad dating story. We'll bring that one up again. Met a guy for a drink.
Oh, God,
and then he was like, you hungry? Do you want to get food? And I was like, okay. And we start walking. And he's like, I know a really good dessert place. They do like the best pancakes. And I was like, okay. So we start walking and he's like, should we just get an Uber? It's easier. And I was wearing heels. So I was like, okay, we'll get an Uber. Get in the Uber. About 20 minutes later, I was like, okay, how far away is this pancake place? And then he looks at me and he goes, okay, so I've just ordered the Uber Eats. So by the time we get back to mine, it should be there. So he like enticed me back to his house.
Cheeky.
It's like the,
wow.
And I was just like,
did you go back home?
I'm too nice to be like, what the fuck?
You're too nice.
What happened? Did you eat the food and then?
To his house and then conveniently Uber Eats like cancelled the order. So he was like, I'm going to have to order it again. So I had to sit there for like an hour awkwardly on his sofa.
It's like the candy catcher. What do you call
candy
it?
Candy catcher.
You know, the candy catcher in...
Yes.
In what do you call it?
I know what you mean, but it was literally that. Like
the candy catcher. I don't know that
movie. Oh my God, the really scary guy.
The horror movie, Candyman.
No!
I don't know, you're saying the candy catcher. Who the hell is the candy catcher?
It was very clever, but...
Did it work?
No.
I'm just checking. I don't know. I don't know.
Chit-chit-bang-bang. That one.
I thought you said, did you bang bang?
That's what I thought in a second. And then I realised you went, no, chit chit bang bang.
No, we did not bang bang.
Chit chit Kitty Bang Bang.
In that movie.
In that movie.
And what happens in that movie?
Is it the Candy Catcher? Oh my god, I'm crying.
There's a Candy Catcher.
Candy Catcher.
Oh my god, no.
Oh god, anyway, carry on.
But yeah, that is definitely my worst date story.
Yeah,
it
wow,
worked. It cheeky. Got me back to his house, but like, yeah. I left as soon as I could.
Okay, never do that.
Oh. My worst date story is literally just like wanting to check out straight away.
Yeah.
Oh, but like I have been on quite a few dates just out of guilt. I hate saying no.
Really?
No, you need to learn to say no.
I know.
Yeah.
It's actually kinder to them if you say no.
Do you like dating?
I
feel like you do.
I do like dating.
I feel like you're a secret dater. Because on your Instagram, you're like...
Wait, what? You're like, going to out me right now?
You know, cooking my food and going to the gym and like, oh, I'm at home in the apartment. I'm doing all this. I'm like, yeah, she's dating. Don't lie.
How do you ever get that? How do you get that?
I can just tell, like, you're dating loads. Get that vibe.
I do like a date.
You do like a date.
But I
have... Do you kiss on a first date?
Yeah.
I do.
Straight in there. Yeah.
I do if I like him, obviously. I have kissed one guy just because out of guilt. I'm not gonna...
You kissed a guy out of guilt?
Yeah, but there's been other times where, like, I've had to dip.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, besides.
But that's so awkward, so I can't do that. Like, that's traumatizing.
Do you
kiss on
a first date?
Only if it feels right.
Yeah.
I don't like.
If you get the vibe.
But it's so different because obviously you're the guy who goes in.
Are we?
What? Have you had girls go in and.
I've had girls go in for the kiss, yeah.
And have you dodged?
I've dodged, yeah.
Right.
I had to dodge. This girl was like, she held me by the waist and I was like, what are you doing? And then she was like outside and then she came in. She was like, so this was so, as she was talking, she was getting closer and I was like, oh no.
This
was so lovely. And she was going like that. And I was like, well, and I went the other way to kiss on the chair. I was like, mwah, so nice to meet you. Get home safe. Text me or never. Oh. And then she DM'd me for like weeks.
Oh dear, it's when they don't get the message.
Yeah.
It's just when, get the message. When it's like, come on. Anyway, I think we need to wrap up the podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we have been talking.
We
didn't even really touch on Chelsea.
No.
Just answer us this. How much of it is real?
I knew this was going
to happen. Everyone wants to know.
Everyone wants to know this.
It is all very real.
Uh-huh.
It is like, I can't, I'm not that much of a good actor to be able to cry on TV. Like, it's I think people forget it's constructed reality.
Yeah.
So
it's not scripted?
No, there's no script.
Do they like, do you turn up to like a set and then?
Yeah, to like a restaurant.
And then they're like, you're going to be doing this today?
We won't know who we're filming with, really. Oh. So they'll be like, okay, come to this location. They'll tell the other person to come to the location. They'll be like, sit down. Depending on the story at the moment. So like let's say I was dating someone and I needed to talk to my best friend about it. I would know I'd film my best friend saying, oh, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
But then if I have arguments, you never know what's going to happen. And they're savage.
Why are they so savage though?
Like, I ripped my mic off recently. Like the new season that comes out, I don't even know how they're going to air this, but like I ripped my mic off and walked out. I was like, fuck.
Do you think it's like the pressure just builds up and then it makes you get to that?
Yeah.
That angry?
Yeah.
Or do you just usually just get really angry in arguments?
No, I'm quite diffuse situations, yeah. Mm. But there's one kid on there that I just can't stand.
Can we have a clue who it is?
What does it begin with, the name?
It rhymes with Ezra.
Oh.
That's what people call him, or Ez.
Okay, yeah.
I've basically said it, Rez.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so, have you said where you're going for the next filming?
No, I can't say it.
We're not
going to
talk about that.
No, yeah. I'd get screwed. To be fair, I was on a TikTok live and I'm very good at media trained, right? I'm normally quite good at it. And I just was like, yeah, I can't wait to go to be that. I said it. Everyone was like, you're going to do it. And I was like, oh my God, everyone ignore what I just said.
Oh, that's the thing though, that's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Like, surely other people have done that as well.
Well, they'll know next week because we're all gonna Instagram.
Yeah. How long are you going for?
5 weeks.
Is it nice to go on holiday for free?
It's not holiday.
Is it not?
Yeah. Honestly, there's parts of it's gonna be amazing because we're where we are, but like when we did the Mallorca series, it was intense.
Really?
Filming every day. You get a break here and then you're tired. Like you come back from the holidays, all you want to do is like have another one.
I actually think that's really interesting because obviously as a viewer, people would think you're just literally getting filmed having a holiday. Yeah. But it's work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's the same with being an influencer. People are just like, oh, they're just moping around doing nothing. Like, there's work to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to it. It's like, Charlie, who just came out of Love Island, he used to always be like, oh, God, like, he used to have, like, a corporate job, chilled.
Yeah.
And he did a first day of shoot with me, and I was helping him out doing some shoots, pictures, Instagram.
Like on Main Chelsea, or just like?
No, just for himself.
Right.
And jobs with like a campaign he was working with, and blah, blah, blah. And I think the shoot was like 6 hours in the day, but I don't really think of it as a 6 hour shoot. It was like we took some pictures, went home, did some reels, did some TikToks and all that. At the end, he was like, bro, how do you do that? Yeah. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it takes out of you.
Yeah, 100%.
I guess every job has its peaks, but also like lows, right?
Do you find it weird that people now want to become influencers though?
Yeah, I find it scary as well.
Because you guys didn't, happened.
Not planned. Yeah. Yeah.
It just happened.
Oh my God, yeah. Do you think there'll be like CVs to become an influencer?
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually think it's going to be like a main job for people.
Of course.
In like 5 years' time.
Yeah. People are like, kids are going, I want to, especially when you see these YouTubers, I want to be a YouTuber, I want to be this, I want to do that. And like,
yeah, but you know, like in, is it Japan or China where
they've
got like a university degree or something?
Yeah, to actually become like an influencer or a YouTuber.
Learn how to. That's mad. To learn to be a, like.
Oh my God.
What? Yeah.
No, that's scary.
To become a content creator.
But then it scares me as well because it's like, it's becoming so saturated.
Yeah.
There's like a new influencer every bloody day.
And the sad thing is, like, obviously not everyone can be an influencer, but it seems like everyone wants
like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you find it hard, like both of you, knowing that there is so much competition constantly, and you have to like, do you get to a point where your organic, you know, what you do and post in, not fake, not like you're scripting it now, but you're thinking, okay, I've got to do this trend, or I've got to do this now to make sure that I'm still relevant.
I definitely need to use trending sounds. But I wouldn't say a trend, like what sort of trend?
No, when I say trend, I'm just saying as an example, do you feel like you're more focused on what you need to post because you can get forgotten?
Yeah, 100%. And it's hard to maintain that alongside a full-time job as well. And like always stay up to date with the constantly changing algorithms.
Oh my God, it's features. So frustrating.
Like doing that and a full-time job is hard.
Yeah. Because like you have to, like we're relying on people's opinions, but also like the updates of the apps, which is just stupid.
Oh my God, these updates, so like the algorithms, all this. And these also, what annoys me the most are these TikTokers, man, who have just killed it.
I know. I'm like, why didn't I get on that before? Like, so
I remember when it came
out,
I was like, I can't be asked to do TikTok.
Yeah, literally.
And I wish I did.
I was like, cringe.
Because they are killing it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they are killing it.
How much money do you think they're earning?
Like, I follow this German kid called Jacob something, and he's like they're like the German lift boys, and they go in the lift and they look into the camera.
Oh my God,
And I hate it, right? But my God, he's a good looking guy. I look at him, I'm like, man, you're good looking. Yeah. I get why people watch you.
Yeah.
But it's the cringiest thing I've ever seen, because it's like when she sees you from the airport, and they're just like,
it's so bad.
So bad. I did it once.
Did you?
It's actually still on TikTok.
No, I need to see this.
No, it's so bad. I had like wet, I can't. I like wet my hair and everything, and I did it. Got loads of views though. It got so many views. I was like, oh, I get it. I should maybe do that. But yeah, no, they're killing it, and they make like hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
With their deals. And then they're all like doing these, they're smart, like these big brands are now taking them as models and like,
yeah.
Like, you know, the guy who points at things?
No.
No, the guy, and he's like, there's a video of someone trying to do something really stupid, and then he like opens the socket and he's like, oh, and that's how you do it. And then he points at it.
Oh, I have seen it.
He's on Hugo Boss now.
Yes, I have seen it.
Hugo Boss?
Yeah. He's the main model for them now. With Anthony Joshua.
Well, it's like Emma Chamberlain. She does like
every
single designer you can imagine.
Skitter.
Carl. We should wrap up.
Wrap up this.
I mean, this has been a really interesting conversation. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
I did.
Great.
I could talk for hours.
I know. Yeah, I feel like we can really talk for hours.
I think you're going to smash it with your podcast.
Little plug.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Playtime comes out. Wait, when does this come out?
Next week.
So the week after.
Well, actually, sometime. It should have come out tomorrow, but it's not going
to. Okay. Oh, yes, it's Wednesday. Oh, yeah. So next week, sometime, playtime.
Yeah.
Come play with us.
On Spotify, Apple Music.
Everywhere.
Is it going to be on YouTube?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to get on the YouTube hype.
YouTube, just the main format. And then Instagram, we cut down version, and TikTok will be clips.
And you're doing it with
Charlie Raj, the worm
the
man.
The worm from Love Island.
There you go.
Search him up on YouTube, it's hilarious.
It really is. You would hate that, but yeah, please do. It was trending on Twitter, I think, for a while.
Is it? Fucking hell. Anyway, thank you, Miles.
Thank you. Nice.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Well, baby, I'll never go that far, 'cause I'm
not better than that. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.